Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined in studio today by Shannon Ryder, the district director for the Ouachita Parish Mosquito Abatement District Number 1. First off, Shannon, congratulations on being promoted to director there.
Thank you so much. It's actually a great honor, you know, that the parish trusts me to fill this position.
And being able to be director, I know serving as interim and now as director, especially with the summer being here, but boy, a lot of training that you had to go through, 48 months, some 4 years of training to become director. What is the one aspect of the training that you had gone through that you value most or feel like you'd be able to apply a lot with, you know, filling that director's role?
Well, actually, having Dr. Colechurch here for close to 5 years was really a great aspect, a great thing for this community with his foundation and his, you know, fount of knowledge. So I learned such a great deal from him, and he was instrumental in obviously my getting this position. He, you know, taught me so many things, and he just had this district set up in such a way that, you know, he just laid a great foundation and base for anyone to be able to continue.
It's kind of like taking that knowledge and being able to be in discussion about that over a period of time to where, you know, it's just kind of like being able to suit you to be able to step in and say, you know, here's where we go from here.
Right, right. I mean, he was a great teacher and coach. And so, you know, he left me, like I said, a great foundation to work with.
What is the forecast for mosquito activity this summer?
It's actually hard to say from year to year. You know, things, you think you can plan something out and, you know, say this is going to be a definite, but then there's always something that gets thrown into the mix that can just shift the whole thing completely around. We like to say that in years that we have drought, you mm-hmm. see fewer mosquitoes, but
right.
the West Nile activity is greater because there's so little water out there. And then in years of great rain, that, you know, we see a lot of mosquitoes mm-hmm. because we have so much water but less disease. So and it usually follows that pattern. However, this year the counts that we've been getting in our traps and in our surveillance have been very low, and they're just now starting to catch up with these afternoon thunderstorms
right.
that we've been having. But we don't know why they've been so low. And we've always said, you know, cold winters don't affect insect populations mm-hmm. or mosquito populations. This year, you know, the directors are talking, well, you know, well, maybe it did affect them. So
maybe, yeah, I guess that's one thing to consider, the forecast and with some of the colder weather and, you know, even the snow that we had.
Right.
You mentioned the afternoon thunderstorms. You know, we get into that trend during the summer where we do have the increasing chances of afternoon thunderstorms. That definitely increases activity, but not necessarily virus, you know, as far as the exposure of that going on.
Right. It definitely increases some mosquito activity, but however, it increases it in pockets. In areas where we have rolling hills and that sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
the water has been running off so fast because it's been so dry for so long.
Right.
The water's not standing, and the mosquito populations haven't really had a chance to establish. However, in the more urban areas where it's flat and holds water for a longer period of time, that's where we're seeing the populations increase. And, you know, there again, it goes back to that thing, if we have greater mosquito numbers and some rain, chances are the West Nile will, you know, not be as active, you know, but that's just in theory.
Yeah. What is the information saying so far about any kind of West Nile activity that's going on?
Right now, it's low. Mm-hmm. virtually none all over the state. You know, I've only heard of one pair so far that's had a few positive pools. And generally on Fridays when we get our reports, all the parishes share with one another
right.
our results. And so far, I've only heard of the one.
Now, as far as the spray schedule goes and how that's generated, what factors could have caused the adjustment in that schedule?
Weather, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like for people to keep in mind that when it rains or if the wind is greater than 10 miles an hour, we can't spray. So I know like in May, we had 5 nights of weather. You know, 3, I think, were rain-related, 2 were wind-related. So that puts our schedule, you know,
factors
behind,
right?
Mm-hmm. You know, and so then you have to always try to play catch up, but you can't always get back on schedule. You're always going to be a little bit behind. And I know so far in June, I believe we've missed one night due to weather. So yeah. It does. Those are the main things that alter our schedule.
And looking ahead to the summer, what are some of the common preventative measures that someone can take?
We always ask that people try to avoid activities at dusk and dawn, which I know those are the cooler parts of the day, but
that's the like time to barbecue in the afternoon.
Exactly. And like, you know, humans, mosquitoes don't like to be out in the heat of the day either. So that's the time that they are out. So we try, you know, to ask, although I know it's hard, but if you are out, always use repellent. Of course, the main one is the one that has DEET, you know, DEET,
right.
Or there's oil of lemon eucalyptus or one called picaridin. You have one of with those three active ingredients, you should be okay. Always apply over clothes, never apply under clothes. You can apply to bare skin, but don't put clothing over it. And then always, you know, wear light-colored clothes.
And, of course, if you haven't already, definitely check around the house, you know, any standing pools of water.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, anything can hold water. And so it's hard to stay on top of, but we ask that, you know, you be vigilant and keep your yard.
Shannon Ryder, District Director with Wachtell Parish Mosquito Abatement District. And Shannon, a website or a phone number someone can find out more information or, you know, as far as testing that is going on.
Right. Our phone number is 323-3535. Of course, that's 318. And our website is www.opmosquito.com.
Shannon, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.